What is that name again, sir?
Abogast.
James Abogast.
Abogast.
James.
You want to have him?
Abogast.
Hang on, sir, just a minute. Okay, you hear that, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, can you state your entire name and ABC number for reference, please?
James Abogast, 241070.
Thank you, sir. Your print for the number of the day in Tennessee this afternoon in reference to your community supervisor revocation. I'm going to introduce a board member that will come about your hearing at this time. To my very far right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his left is the Honorable Rittenhouse. Next is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's a board chairman. And then to my far left is the Honorable Louis Canones. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification for advising you of the hearing. You read that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Westby, in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Can you hear me think about your two phases today, sir? In phase one, we can determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then, if we determine they have been violated, phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is read is one allegation on your warrant. After I read them, I ask if it's true or false. And if it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Westby and talk about. So allegation number one is violation of order of condition of supervision number four, as demonstrated by your failure to complete intensive substance abuse counseling, IDH, at the People Reentry Center, PRC, on or about May 10, 2018, as directed. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So based on the admissions of Mr. Arbogast, I'm going to move to find the reasons of movement as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have last or not last in the current range or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Rittenhouse, moved by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Timmons. Okay, sir, we'll be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby's going to give us some background information, so please stay on the phone, and get back with you in a couple minutes. Okay?
Yep.
Mr. Westby.
On November 27th, 2017, Mr. Arbogast was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 10th, 2018 by ADC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody May 10th, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of August 25th, 2018, 0 Sundays. Current conviction, 2014, forgery, 4 years. Prior convictions, 2009, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 2012, theft, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score is not listed. There is no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release completion, 6 months, 2012, TIS absconder, 262 days, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and alcohol noted. Other arrest, 2008, criminal damage, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, burglary, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2008, criminal damage, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, criminal judicial process, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, theft of means of transportation, Arizona, probation revoked. 2014, criminal trespass, third degree, Arizona, disposition unknown. His community risk score is a G6V6.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so Mr. Arbogast, we're going to have a case written somewhere now. We have put it through, and we should have been residing with your girlfriend Brittany Rowell in Arizona City. And then on January 12, 2018, we approved to move with your girlfriend Brittany over to Casa Grande. So I went to Casa Grande, is that where you stayed until you were arrested, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you have any employment going around?
Yeah, actually, I was working, I've been classics in Casa Grande.
Okay, well, that's good.
I was working in Illinois.
That's good. Looks like you provided a lot of negative sample. There were 14 samples that were negative. And then on May 2nd and April 30th and May 2nd, you had positive negative, but then you also on May 11th. On May 1st, you failed to provide your specimens. So let's see. Kind of see what you were positive for amphetamine. So you used the math, sir.
Yes.
So
I was in my alcohol for a while. And I mean, I didn't go to the army in country. But I identified as being filled with nervous anxiety.
But working at this, you did really, really, really good. A lot of negatives until you got, when you had the, you missed one on the 11th, but the 13th it was negative. You missed one on the 4th, but one on the 6th was negative. So those don't indicate that you were using back then, but then toward the end, when you relapsed, you had all of the negatives, and then you relapsed at the end of April. What happened? Why'd you relapse, sir?
The only thing I can say is, it's probably the company I kept. I can't really say much more than that. Like I said, I was trying to build out society, keep it up with them, pay my dues, and my girls were able to turn on, I have a baby in Denver, so I'm coming to Florida, and I'm super stoked to my dad. So, I have a lot of hope for me.
Well, it's, you don't have a criminal record of drugs. So were you using before you were incarcerated this time on the original charges?
Is this part of the forgery?
Yeah, when you were sentenced for the forgery back in 2014, Were you using drugs back then?
Yes, sir. This is what I have.
All right. So, I'm looking at the everything here. It looks like in March, in March, you were self-admitted to using methamphetamine, and you said your last use was on March 24th, and you said you realized you had a problem and you wanted an opportunity to help yourself, so the 90-day ITX program at PRC Center, did you go into that and complete it?
No, where you see the negative results and positive results. I went in there and just like any other house there, as you probably already know, the system, there is jail taken for reading. I spoke with Warren, I spoke with Zimbuski. I was actually trying to keep girls to a minimum because I was serious about my rehabilitation. So I was letting them know how the hurricane was coming in and it was going to the fence. Otherwise, know, I was trying to tell myself, but it's just, you know, I'm wrong, but I can't, it's a little hard for me to control myself.
Okay, well, sir, whether the board would vote to reinstate your community supervision or your regular release date, it's actually only 54 days away, what are your plans to keep from getting back on drugs and getting into that kind of trouble again?
Well, sir, me and my girlfriend already decided to move out here today. We have a baby from our wedding, then, she's about 5 and a half, 6 months pregnant. She must be able to take any classes, and that's part of my meeting, being able to come home, is to get involved in classes, AA, and, go back to having classes, so they're willing to hire me back, and, so I can be a provider that I need to be from family.
Okay. All right, so let's see if my board members have any questions at this time? No questions. Okay, so we're near the end of your term. The board will be going into discussion to make determination, but first, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Give us any further information we think might be relevant to our decision, and we just ask that you don't repeat yourself, okay?
Understood. I mean, I can't really say much more than, you know, I've learned a lot from you. This time right now, that will help me, you know, have a family, you know, be a part of a whole family. Other people say, they're not a member of society.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves, and they think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask that you stay on the phone, but just remain silent, and you'll be able to hear the whole conversation, and once we're done, I'll be back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Then Mr. Arvig asked, has quite a history, but there's not a lot of, in fact, there's nothing in the prior arrests and convictions of drugs. So he's kind of stayed below the radar with his usage. But I think that, things went downhill, get out there, been out a while, things are going downhill. We're talking about PRC and those programs, but he didn't do it to them, so. At this time, I don't see him as a candidate to return to community supervision. He's only got 54 days left, and I would hope that he would put together a good plan between him and his girlfriend, talk to the three of our resources, and, come up with the decision that he wants to quit drugs, that he wants to not get in trouble, because he's the one that has to make those decisions, and nobody else can do it for him. But I don't want to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. All right, so based on all the information, in working 2018-1394, Mr. Arvig asked testimony, information from DOC, and we're going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Arvig.
Second.
Arvig asked, to revoke community supervision, Mr. Arvig asked if he was delinquent, violated terms of vision of supervision, and had an actual not lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Ms. Rittenhouse, and Mr. Canovas. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you are due to get out on about August 25th, 2018, which is only about 54 days away. And we would suggest that you make plans with your girlfriend, so that you know exactly what's going to do and how you're going to do it. Find some resources out there to help you with your drugs. And we do hope that you're very successful and don't get caught in the drugs or the criminal element again, and that you'll have to wear those other insurance. So unless you have a question, this will leave your hearing, sir.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you, and please put the seal on.